101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna. We are 100% Hobart, and with us this morning, Mick and Sue, you guys are like besties.
Oh, we are.
Love at first sight.
Oh, exactly. What's been going on in your life?
Oh, lots
of things. How's your dogs behaving, Sue?
Oh, little pains.
The little Maltese.
I've been trying to get Bessie to come in at night time, and I've resorted to barking like a dog.
Have you? No, I have.
I'm going, woof, 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 woof.
Sue?
Yeah, woof. I know. It sounds like first sign of madness.
Disturbing.
Anyway, she wags the tail and she comes inside, so that's really good. Only lately she's woken up to that trick, so she wouldn't come. And I was standing there barking, barking, thinking, this is really ridiculous. So I consulted Siri and said, Siri, can you bark like a dog? And Siri said, only if you meow like a cat. I said, what?
Oh, dear.
So I'll blow it. So I meowed like a cat, and then she came back and she said, here, kitty.
Oh, my
goodness.
And I
said, that's not fair. Meow like a cat. And she said, this is where things get really weird.
Oh, you've got a kinky phone, Sue.
I have.
Oh,
Siri's
dear.
Playing and games with you.
So then rushing in here this morning, I thought, great, I'm up, I'm early. I looked around and I spent half an hour scrubbing the carpet where dear Bessie had vomited something orange on my light green carpet.
Yucko.
Wow.
Yucko.
So who thinks being Lord Mayor's glamorous?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, all right, I'm with you. What about the city of Hobart? It's all looking good.
It's looking fantastic. We still have a few roadworks. We're trying to finish off Morrison Street, and we'll definitely have it ready for summer so that we'll have the big parades of people going down to the Taste. And speaking of the Taste, we've been working very hard with the storeholders there on a range of issues. So we recognise they're all small business people and they've got to make a buck. So they came to us with what I thought, you know, with a small business background, were very decent requests. So they wanted to have a little bit of commission on the glassware. They wanted cheaper glassware, which we got, which is really beautiful. They wanted to have cheaper accommodation for the people coming from the north, so we've done a deal with the university.
Awesome.
So instead of paying $4,000 a week, they might pay $700.
Yep.
So that's a big saving. We've got them a discount on their stalls. We've changed a whole range of things that they've asked for. They also wanted to use their own packaging so they could, you know, use their own branding, so we've agreed to that. All round, I think they're really, really happy. And then it got to the payment system, and only very late last month we were advised, you know, by after all the work on all the banks, we had to go to all four major banks and the two smaller ones, and they couldn't deliver the FPOS-only system. I mean, to give do those preloaded cards was $7 a card.
Yeah, no.
The system was $250,000. So we've gone back to the storeholders and said, everyone must have their own FPOS machine.
Yes.
And they'll still be able to take cash. So for people who are dead against using their FPOS debit or credit card, there will be a cash facility. And, you know, it's a trust system with the storeholders. But I think the storeholders are very, very happy. And obviously it's a win-win for the public. So there's nothing negative about it. It's all open. It's all transparent. It'll all be recorded.
What about Mr. Unhappiness? How's he, I mean, Marty Zucco, how's he feeling about the new system?
Oh, well, you know, Alderman Zucco doesn't like it.
He's not going crooked.
No, yes, he is going crooked. He doesn't like it. But, you know, quite frankly, if I said it was black, he'd say it's black.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
The council supported it 8-2, and so it's going through, and the storeholders love it.
I'd like to see Marty go and buy himself a caravan and take one of those big round Australia trips.
You're allowed to say that, but I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll come back in a sec, Anna. What do you reckon?
We'll chat some more with our Mayor, Sue Hickey, next.